Bluebird Note. With the arrival of winter weather, we extend a helping hand to birds by filling up our feeders and bird baths. But looking back in time, there were some birds we would have been less eager to invite into our yards. One such bird was Titanus walleri, which made its home in Florida just a few million years ago. Titanus, as its name suggests, was titanic indeed, a flightless predator, 5 feet tall. They were swift hunters that could chase down fast-moving mammals, then tear them apart with a massive hooked bill. They likely preyed on animals as large as deer. Titanus and other birds related to it, a group some paleontologists call the terror birds, were dominant land predators in South America for tens of millions of years. Paleontologists still aren't clear about why Titanus and its kin went extinct. But whatever factors ended the era of the terror birds also made it a lot less risky to go out and fill your bird feeder. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. The tune playing in the background is one called Mystery Creek with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recorded in 1996 released in 1997. Mystery Creek is named for a big park just out of Hamilton, New Zealand. And that was a good fun tune to play with the band. We're going to kick off the show with Butch Robbins from his album The Fifth Child. And It's a piece written for Flat and Scruggs by songwriter Utah Phillips and features Alan O'Brien, Butch Robbins on banjo. Alan O'Brien's playing guitar for a change. And who else have we got? We've got Sam Bush, we've got Don Mandolin, Blaine Sprouse on fiddle, Randy Davis on bass. And here we are about to hear a Flat and Scruggs song from Butch Robbins' album, The Fifth Child. Hope you're going to enjoy it. Sounds like this.
I'll be on that good road someday. I'll be on that good road someday. That same old train's gonna come back again and rattle my blues away. Can't love two. That darling, you can't love three or four and still say my love belongs to you. I'll be on that good road someday. I'll be on that good road someday. That same old train's gonna come back again and rattle my blues away. Come back again and rattle my blues away. Now if I had the wings of a dove, I'd be on my way back home. For I am bound to a false heart in love. I wish I was living alone. I'll be on that good road someday. I'll be on that good road someday. That same old train's gonna come back again and rattle my blues away.
Great singing by Alan O'Brien. We would have heard him, of course, with the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and Butch Robbins did some fine banjo playing, driving that tune along. It's got more cliches in the words than any other song I've ever heard, but I never heard Flat and Scruggs do it. I must hunt out their version and find out how they did it, but I think that was a great version of the song. Let's get into the Bluegrass Album Band. They're doing a Flat and Scruggs song too. Take me in your lifeboat.
Take me in your so loud. The thunder's rolling, bursting in the clouds. They pray to their shipmates for what they have done. They took a dying sailor in their lifeboat.
Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand a raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. Bear my spirit home. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm.
Oh, great version of that song. Oh, we've had some driving bluegrass already today, haven't we? And I'm thoroughly enjoying it, let me tell you that. Next up is a tune that I'm very familiar with because we used to do this tune with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It's set up for having two fiddles, and we had, of course, had our fine fiddle player Colleen Bain, Colleen Trenwith, playing the lead part, and our guitarist Alan Rhodes was a versatile instrumentalist who tack anything he possibly could, and he played the second fiddle, which was a fairly straightforward role to play, but you had to really get the rhythm of it right, and he really got the rhythm of it right. It's a tune called Scotland, and it's a Bill Monro tune. Bill Monro first recorded it in 1958, had Bobby Hicks and Kenny Baker playing the fiddle on it, and it's intended to represent Bill Monro's Scottish heritage, I think. And then some 20 years later, Bobby Hicks recorded it again on the album Texas Crapshooter, and he had some good players on that album too. Sam Bush on mandolin, Alan Mundy on banjo, Roland White on guitar, Roy Husky Jr. on bass, and that's a great lineup, believe me. And here's the tune, Scotland. I wonder if you think it sounds very Scottish. I know we used to do it, and it had a great feel of the bagpipes in it. Sound of the fiddles fading off into the distance, eh? That was Bobby Hicks playing the Bill Monroe tune, Scotland. And interesting that he played on the Bill Monroe version and then played on his own version of it too. Well, I find that interesting. Hope you do too. Back in 2020, I had the pleasure of playing some music with one Caroline Jones, a wonderful young country singer from the USA who was out in New Zealand with her partner was competing in the America's Cup events based in Auckland, and Caroline, being a musician, brought all her gear with her, lots of it, many guitars, and eventually contacted me and said, I want to play some bluegrass music, can you help me out here? So I got my boys Sam Trenwith and Tim Trenwith, Sam on guitar, Tim on bass, and myself on banjo, and good friend Keith McMillan on mandolin, and we went up to a recording session in the Roundhead Studios in Auckland, and the intention was to record a couple of Christmas songs, and now that we're into December, it's time for some Christmas songs, so we get to air the music that we played with Caroline Jones, and we did a couple of what I thought were really good versions of these bluegrass tunes. She was very open to input, and we threw lots of ideas around and tried out all sorts of things, and she found out that Sam and Tim could sing harmony pretty well, and they did the harmony to the songs. The interesting thing about the recording is we were putting the tracks down in Auckland. The producer was in Florida listening to everything that we did and making comments, and he was a real recording engineer, production engineer, and the overall producer was in New York, and he was also listening in, and we had three-way conversations between New York, Florida, and Auckland, and we recorded them with all those comments going on and came up with some pretty good recordings. So here's Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths with our version of A Winter Wonderland. You have to remember that down in New Zealand, Christmas is just coming into summer and we're getting into sunny weather, and it's definitely not a winter wonderland, but Caroline's recordings were more for the American market, and I think they've done very well over there. See what you think.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. And we did have fun in the studio. She was a real treasure to record with. And we just loved doing the music and had a great time. And I'm amazed that they managed to turn out a beautiful mix like that. It was just us playing. And I think they did a fine job on Winter Wonderland. We did another song in the same session, Silver Bells, and did a bluegrass version of that too. And that will be turning up in December on Back Porch Bluegrass sometime soon. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that's where I've lived most of my life, apart from a few years in Sydney, Australia, playing music. But you'd wonder why Hamilton is the centre of bluegrass music in the southwestern Pacific. Well, it's because we heard Flat and Scruggs on television playing the theme of the Beverly Hillbillies show and thought, that's a music I want to learn to play. And it just sort of grew from there. And I've really enjoyed my life in bluegrass music. This show is based around the fact that I accumulated a lot of LPs and a lot of CDs along the way, and really enjoy playing them and sharing them with you. Every show is based on music from my shelves, and I look at my shelves and I pull off an album and think, oh, the listeners might like to hear that tune, and I hope that's what's happening. Okay, this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and coming up to Christmas time, there is no better place to go than a music shop. If you've got someone in your life that likes anything to do with music, the music shop is where you should be buying them accessories for their instruments for their accessories, books for them to play from, and more picks, more strings, fancier straps, lots of things you can buy from a music shop. Go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful people. They'll sort you out in no time at all. I'm very proud of the fact that they're supporting Back Porch Bluegrass, and I bought my first banjo from them in 1965 after listening to Flat and Scruggs. Isn't that good fun? We're going to hear from the Cumberland Gap Connection. The album's a whole lot of lonesome. Mike Bentley on guitar, lead and harmony vocals, Rod Smith on banjo, Clint Hurd on mandolin, Brian Russell on bass, and they get a few extra guests. Alan Bybee is playing some mandolin on the song that I've picked out, which is a lovely love story called Andy and Susanna. Hope you're going to enjoy it.
Say that you'll be mine forevermore. It was true love.
You're the angel sing.
It was true love.
Ain't he bought a wedding ring?
Thank you. It was true love.
He heard the angels sing.
It was true love.
And he bought a wedding ring.
It was true love.
He heard the angels sing.
It was true love.
And he bought a wedding ring.
Cumberland Gap Connection there, singing of Andy and Susanna. Going to play a track from Bill Munro now. It's a little bit mysterious as to who's playing on it. I've done lots of looking up on the internet as to find out which musicians performed on this track. It's one called Shady Grove. Everyone knows Shady Grove. And Bill, of course, does it in his particular style. There's a whole lot of versions of this song in various ways. One source of information told me it was recorded in a 1961 session with Curtis McPeak on banjo, Jimmy Maynard on guitar, Vassa Clements and Buddy Spiker on the fiddles, and Bill Munro on mandolin. And another source told me that it's possibly recorded with Peter Rowan on guitar and Kenny Baker and Tex Logan on fiddles. But hard to tell. See if you can identify the voice. We're going to hear Bill Munro doing Shady Grove. After that, we're going to hear Doc Watson doing the Worried Blues, a little bit of a slightly old-timey version of this session, this part of Backbush Bluegrass. All taken from a double CD set called The Gold Collection, which has some wonderful music on it. So, Shady Grove from Bill Munro, and then Worried Blues from Doc Watson.